I wanted to check with Kevin Morton, the president of the New South Wales Police Association, about their support for the knife crime reforms. He's on the line. G'day, Kev.
Morning, Ray.
Good morning. What are your officers feeling about the reforms announced by the Premier this morning?
Well, hard to tell at this stage. I've just come from Parliament after the Premier announced it this morning, and certainly there is a direct reflection of what the laws are in Queensland.
Right.
But I did call for, you know, this has to go to legislation now, and I called for a bipartisan approach to this legislation to ensure that, you know, that consistency with the powers that they have in Queensland are here in New South Wales as well.
What do you see as the major differences? Because they have those areas in Queensland that they call safe night precincts. We're calling them something different. And then there's that 12-hour window if there's been a knife crime in a period of time. Some of my emailers, even though the Beasley family are happy with what's happened, some of my emailers are saying, well, it looks to me like they want a way out, the Labor government, that the Premier might be trying to appease the left by just in ever so slightly watering down what's done in Queensland. Is that your view or not?
No, well, the question was posed to the Premier about that this morning. They have specific precincts in Queensland. We don't have that in New South Wales, and that is certainly something that needs to be looked at in when they're drafting the legislation. He answered that. He didn't have an answer for how those precincts would be set up. But, you know, it's an evidence-based approach, which is the same as Queensland. An incident occurs, senior officer can set up a precinct, 12-hour period, can be extended if it needs. So we're pretty confident that what is occurring in Queensland will be the same here in New South Wales, but it needs that bipartisan approach, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm sure that the opposition wouldn't be standing in the way of this because they did support it right from the word go, even when Yasmin Catley, your minister, was talking about social profiling or some damn thing. I mean, fair dinkum, lives on another planet.
Well, I've heard what the opposition has had to say. I would hope that they'd be on board. And look, Ray, this is no different to RBT, right? See, we can now have these precincts set up, and it acts as, for our members, it's an opportunity to detect and deter and really change the culture of people that think that they, and I think I mentioned it before on your show, pack their backpack with their wallet, their phone, and put a knife in there.
Yeah, sure.
It's just not on.
One of the things I saw recently, and there must have been warrants issued because it was well before this was talked about, your officers, I think out Blacktown way, I might be wrong, but in the Western Sydney area, a targeted operation because obviously they were concerned about the carriage of knives. And they got some young blokes, I mean, school-age blokes, teenagers who can't be identified, you know, with long bladed knives stuck down the back of their strides. And there was vision on TV with a face, you know, obliterated, so you couldn't see the person involved, but wrestling with the coppers before they, you know, in his track pants, found this long knife. I mean, you start to wonder, you know, why would someone have a knife of that description secreted in their pants?
Well, that's right. I mean, there shouldn't be any reason why anyone should have to go out and carry and conceal a knife. But we know as young blokes or young people, as they go out, large numbers in the community go out to various areas, and under these laws, they look at designated areas like pubs and clubs, shopping centres, transport hubs. Generally, a lot of people around those areas are young people. Now, there shouldn't be any reason that they need to carry a knife. And, you know, you mentioned it before, but young blokes get into a scuffle these days. Back in the day, they used to just slug it out. These days they pull a knife, and it ends tragically.
Yeah. All right, then, we'll see what they come up with via bipartisan support. Appreciate your time, as always. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Ray.
Kevin Morton, President of the New South Wales Police Association. So he appears on behalf of his representatives or his men and women to be fairly happy with that. Accused triple murderer Erin Patterson has told the court she will plead not guilty and take the case to trial. The 49-year-old mother of two returned to the Magistrates Court in Victoria this morning. Her barrister, Colin Mandy, senior counsel, confirmed the court she was going to plead not guilty and face trial in the Supreme Court using the fast-track method. Miss Patterson was arrested in November last year and charged with 3 counts of murder, 5 counts of attempted murder. She's accused of murdering 3 guests at a fatal lunch 3 months earlier, July 29. Her ex-husband Simon Patterson's parents, Don and Gail, his aunt Heather. 2 counts of attempted murder relate to Miss Wilkinson's husband, a pastor, Ian Wilkinson, who survived spending close to 2 months in hospital, her ex-husband, who did not attend the lunch. Police previously said the 3 deaths displayed symptoms of having eaten death cap mushrooms. The last three counts of attempted murder relate to alleged attempts on Simon's life November 21, May 22 and September 22. Miss Patterson has repeatedly denied the allegations, releasing a statement in August last year before she was charged to say she had absolutely no reason to hurt these people whom I love. In an early hearing 2 weeks ago, Magistrate Tim Walsh was told Miss Patterson wanted to have the case heard in a local community, even if it delayed the hearing. It has to be next year, Miss Patterson. Is she content to wait for that? Mr. Mandy said. It's the proper venue, not only a matter of principle. There are powerful reasons for the committal hearing to take place in the local community. At the hearing, Mr. Walsh raised his concern that a delay could mean she spent 15 months on remand. It won't be in the local community, it'll be at Morwell, he said. Mr. Mandy responded that Morwell was close to the client's home in the context of regional Victoria. The court was told many of the witnesses expected to be called to give evidence at the committal hearing where Mrs. Patterson will be asked to enter pleas were from that area. Prosecutor Sarah Lentil told the court it was the Crown's position that the hearing should proceed as soon as possible. 14 to 11.